This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tony Tovar, St. Louis. You probably saw this news story because it's gone viral. 57-year-old mechanic, known as the world's chillest man. Why? Well, last week in his neighborhood bar, the guy walks in with a gun, aims it at everybody, says, I'm taking the money, I'm taking the register, I'm
taking your phone, money, taking all of it.
And everybody flops on the floor, like you should if you're unarmed, and or even if you're armed, just get on the floor, goddamn Lord. He's like, nah, man, I'm going to finish this beer. He lights up a cigarette. The guy's pointing the gun at him. He's like, I don't know, do what you got to do. And the guy's like, oh, goddamn, I don't even know what to do. You can tell by the video. The guy's like, so he goes over, he's emptying the cash register, making the guy get off the floor. The
people
bartender,
are all over the floor.
People giving their own wallets. He tried to take the guys. It's a great video. It's been viewed millions of times now.
He's on the hotline right now, yeah.
All right, let me get them, because seriously, we're the coolest dude in the world.
Our next guest is a 57-year-old master mechanic who recently made headlines after during an armed robbery of his favorite local South St. Louis tavern. He calmly sat at the bar smoking a cigarette, while the gunman stole money and cell phones from patrons and employees, even asking the robber to pour him a beer. Please welcome Tony Tovar.
Hello, Tony.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, man. The video, absolutely fantastic. This is, was that your first robbery? Because it looked like you might have seen that before.
Yeah, I've seen a couple.
So walk me through this. This is your local bar. What's the name of the bar?
It's Spearman's. It's on the corner of Compton and Merrimack. That establishment has been open since before Prohibition. There used to be a feed store.
And what's the name of the bar? Did you say Spearman's?
It's called Beerman's.
Beerman's. And the reason I ask is I go to St. Louis every once in a while, and I want to go in there and get a beer and see if you're in there.
Yeah, you can catch me there.
Do you go every day?
Oh, no.
All right, so you're at Beerman's.
Usually they have different specials, like Tuesday's movie night, Saturday's ladies' night, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I pulled it up on the map so I could see where you were at there. How far from downtown are you?
Probably about 7 minutes.
Excellent. I'll be by there. I'll see you next year, but for sure, man, after the first year. But now you're at Beerman's. You go down. The door opens. People have a meltdown. There's what, five or six people in there?
That's correct.
And what's the guy say when he comes in with a gun?
He just barges in the door and points the gun at everybody, waves it around, and says, everybody on the floor.
Mm-hmm. And everybody gets on the floor except you.
That's correct.
So why don't we get on the floor, Tony?
Well, this is my neighborhood bar. This is my establishment that I frequent. And I'm not going to let anybody bully me around in my home turf.
Sure. But you didn't, you know, because the dumb thing would be to get aggressive with a guy with a gun. You're not aggressive in the video. You're just like, look, man, I ain't doing it. Everybody else might do it, but I ain't doing it. I'm going to finish this beer right here. In fact,
that's correct. You
light a cigarette.
Well, that's after he tried to grab my phone. He took my phone from me, and I snatched it back from him, and I told him this ain't going to happen.
what were you looking at on your phone?
While he has this long firearm in my rib cage.
I saw that. I couldn't help but notice that, and his finger was on the trigger. Now, what were you looking at on your phone?
I wasn't really looking at anything. I was just trying to get it back from him.
Because, you know, I get it. I don't like anybody reading my text. So he runs around. He kind of gives up on you at that point, and he goes around the bar, it looks like, and he starts to empty the cash register. In fact, he makes the bartender get off the floor and empty the cash register for him.
That's correct.
And what's he saying to everybody?
Well, he was. I kind of threw him off guard. He wasn't ready for somebody not to comply.
Yeah.
And he was obviously an amateur at it. And when he walked around the bar, I said, well, since you're back there, why don't you get me a beer? He kid looks at me and says, "Get your own bear." The craziest part is he made everybody open their wallets and give them their money.
I saw that.
I told him, "I got $2 in my wallet, and that's for my next bear, and you ain't getting it."
Oh, my God.
You are cantankerous, my friend. You are. Have you always been a curmudgeon, or is this something recent?
Have I what?
You always been a curmudgeon, a grumpy old man, or just a new development as you turn like into your 50s? Well, obviously, you're not really old, but you know what I'm talking about.
No, I've just been mellowed out.
Yeah?
I've had a lot of stuff happen in my life, and you got to choose your battles.
Are you married?
No. I've been divorced for over 12 years.
So you're like, "Look, pal, I've been to hell. You ain't got nothing. There's nothing in that gun that scares me. I was married." Yeah. You're already dead inside. There's nothing they can do to you, is there?
That's nothing I would advise anybody to do.
Yeah. Now, tell me this. After this video got out, the ladies have got to be fans of yours.
Oh, there's a lot of people that have said, "Yeah, I've seen that video." Since it did go global.
Yeah.
I've got stuff from Argentina, China, Russia. It's crazy.
Man, I'm hoping that Fallon or somebody late night decides to fly you out to be on the show, because it's a perfect guest. I mean, you're a great interview. I'll tell you that now, Tony. You got a great fun personality. The video complements it perfectly. It works like a charm on something like Fallon. Somebody's got to send it to him, to one of the late night guys, because I mean, you'd be fantastic on it.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Yeah. What do you do for a living?
I've been a mechanic for over 36 years.
Yeah. What do you work on? Mostly cars or big?
Mostly cars.
Is it your first robbery or no?
No.
No. Have you ever given up money?
Never.
Never. No. I mean, obviously, nothing's worth getting shot over. But no. And you read the room correctly. Like, he just wanted the money and wanted to go. He didn't want a murder rap.
Nope.
No.
He did get caught, and he does face several counts of robbery.
Yeah. No, he's going to go away for a long time.
The establishment itself, but the individuals inside.
Yeah. And by the way, so now, so let's think about how this played out. Like, you watch this video, and you can look it up yourself. His name is Tony Tovar, T-O-V-A-R, out of St. Louis. And now the guy leaves, he gets the money, he goes out the door, and at that point, obviously, everybody's going to start getting up. Now, clearly, you've never moved, so you're kind of running the thing now, you know what I mean? Because everybody's like, whew, you're like, uh-huh, mm-hmm. What does everybody say to you when they get up?
Actually, they're just astonished that just happened.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's like, "I can't believe that just happened," but the focus wasn't on me at that point. It was just on, "I'm glad everybody's safe."
Yeah.
God, how did you resist just looking around and going, "Get your candy asses up off the goddamn floor, ladies. We got drinking to do." By the way, if that bartender didn't give you some more beer, then this whole thing is a problem.
Actually, the owner of the establishment was there shortly after, within a few minutes. And he said, "Let's just shut it down for the night." And that's what we did.
The next time you walked in, did you have to pay?
Yes.
Son of a bitch.
No.
That is not okay.
Yeah, believe that. In fact, the bar owner says, "If that man would have got you a beer, I would have put it on your tab."
Then that's why you go to Beerman's. That's how you know it's your bar, right there, man. That's how you know it's your bar, man.
Let me tell you why else that's a fantastic bar. Because when I was trying to track Tony down and looking at numbers in St. Louis or whatever, I got a hold of the bar and spoke with Juanita, who works there. And Juanita, who's got me to Tony. And any bar with a waitress named Juanita is kick ass.
Is Juanita a handful, Tony?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Well, listen, let's stay in touch. I come down there for that big crazy haunt show at the Trans World Haunt Show down there at the center downtown by the Arch. And I'm definitely going to slide by Beerman's and see if you're there and buy you a drink.
That sounds great.
No,
I've had several people say, "I'll buy you a drink," but I've only seen two people do it.
Well,
so this would be well welcomed.
Are you going tonight?
No.
When's the next time you go?
I'll probably be there Friday night around 7.
All right. Listen, Tony, we'll stay in touch. all of our love to everybody at Beerman's Tavern, and it's a great story. Great video, man. I got to tell you, I really hope. All right, brother, you stay there. I really hope somebody sends that to Fallon. Like, reach out to your Booker people and with that story, Jake, and see what you can do. Because that video's too good for him to not make it on.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it to Michael in New York, because that would be the most likely people that would do it. Inside Edition did fly there, and Deborah Norville, whatever. Like, they did a story from there. Yeah. But he would be great on...
He's great because he doesn't play it tough guy.
No.
He just plays it like, look, man.
No.
Life's hard enough without you being a dick.
Like, I'm not courageous. I'm just done.
Yeah.
It's true. Yeah.
It's too much. It's too much, man. Take the money. I'm not going to stop you, understand? Because I don't care about that either. I just don't care. And his give-enough is completely busted.
Dude, I love it. In a moment that you would be pinged on your leg and scared, he's like, hey, while you're back there, grab me a beer. Okay, Sam Elliott, I'll get you one, Mio.
Yeah.
He is a thing of a movie. Like, when you see the video, he doesn't flinch. He wasn't going to get tough.
Yeah, that's not an act on the backside. You know, that's not like after you live through it, you're like, I'm going to reinvent the whole thing. Mm-hmm. No, when you watch the video, he's like... Jesus Christ, how long is this going
to
take?
Yeah, could you just open the register? Because I'm trying to light this cigarette.
Yeah. I do like it. That's why I grab my phone back. Phones are goddamn expensive.
I'm going to call that bar and buy him a beer on a card.
Good.
On Friday.
Good.
For sure.
I'm going to call Juanita.
I'm going to ask for Juanita and be like, hey, is Tony there? So I need you to give me all the numbers. And literally, I feel like I can trust him, man.
Yeah.
And I'm going to put like $50 on a bar tab for him.
And let him drink it up.
Yeah, because it's too good. Like, it's too fantastic.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.